The world we live in today is much different than we have ever experienced in our lifetime. At least, I've never experienced this in my lifetime. And if you haven't noticed yet that the world is different, then, I don't know what to say about that. Then I guess you are already living in a cave. I don't know. But it is hard to comprehend everything that is happening. But we know that this is supposed to happen and that this was coming. Yet it still feels surreal. The problem is that people are putting too much trust in people and their government and physical things. And many times what they ask for and what they want, they don't end up getting. Things have really changed, and we are seeing more and more protests against this stay-at-home order. People are fed up with these assumptive resolutions put in place to fight this disease by our government and leaders. Even the president, let's say for this nation here, even the president of the United States and also the governors of each state do not even see eye to eye, leaving it in their hands or whatever it is. It's very interesting. Definitely no unity at all. So who can you trust? But how do people ask when they ask a question like that? What do they ask for? And who else should they ask? Many forget or don't even know about the bigger picture and who it is that supplies all desires and is a source of trust. Where do so many people put their trust in? There was a time not too long ago where many trusted in riches, in their jobs, in their boss, in their coworkers, in a lot of physical things, and in certain individual people. Maybe now, or who knows if that's changed, but trusting in a doctor, or trusting in a lawyer, trusting in their religion, friends and family, trusting in a mate, in political leader, like a president, governors, whoever it may be, and trusting in themselves, and so on. There's a lot of inconsistencies, even with all that whole category, where there is trust. Now, trust is kind of just thrown everywhere. Now, we really don't know what to trust. And when we're hearing things every day on how we should live our lives. But now we hear more and more about putting a trust into a vaccine, thinking that this would solve the coronavirus problem. Well, what about the flu? I mean, we've had vaccines on a flu strain or on different, how many different kinds of flu strains are there? And yet, so many people are still getting sick, even being vaccinated. So even with this coronavirus, there's not just one strain. You know, there's a lot of things, the same symptoms as is with all the other strains. Look at all the other diseases that happened often in the past, H1N1, SARS. These all have similarities. But it is interesting where this is leading to. And again, this is something that is expected to happen. And the Bible is very clear about that too. But going back on trust, Micah chapter 7, verses 5 through 7 tells us that we should not put our trust in a friend or man. And Proverbs 20, verse 19 states that we must be careful where we put our trust in people and what we say. You think you know somebody, and they will turn around and use what you have said or done against you. Freedom of speech is thrown out the window now. You can't even voice your own opinion, or depends on what you say, before someone complains against that too. The Bible also warns those who put their trust in money and riches, saying, "He who trusts in riches will fall." I think we have a little bit of a taste, and that's from Proverbs 11, chapter 11, verse 28. I think we have a little bit of a taste of now what even those who are rich, who can't even spend their money to do anything. You can't go vacation, you can't go on trips, you can't do this, you can't do that. So getting a little taste of what that is about. So where do we put our trust in? Do we put our trust in the same things the world does? Do we put our trust in what we hear on TV, or what we read in the paper, or what we read online or on the internet? Do we trust in our church's weekly updates as to what we should really be focusing on. Now, more than ever, is that something that we should be focusing on. Do we trust in man like a political leader? Do we trust in our country? Do we trust in a false God, in a false religion, or a false teaching? Or do we trust in the church of God, God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Bible? Do we trust ourselves to make the right decisions and to follow God's law? Many don't know what's going to happen, or they know it's going to happen, but they don't believe it. Or they know and believe, but they don't take it seriously. That right there, that last part, is the most dangerous of all. Those who know and believe, let's say, what the Bible is saying, what the future is going to bring, and yet make the decision to quit? Dangerous. Throwing everything away. Through all the things and people that we put our trust in, we must never leave God out of the picture. It is through God, and because of God, we can have certain trust in certain individuals. But we must also be aware of tests and trials when it comes to trust. We have to be careful that we don't trust in ourselves without God in the picture, as it says in Proverbs chapter 28, which I will turn to, Proverbs 28, verses 25 and 26. Proverbs 28 and verse 25. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. And yet there are some that do put their trust in themselves and now forget about God. And they want to put matters into their own hands, solve a situation on their own, thinking that's going to be better. Unfortunately, that is not the case. And something terrible will await that. You know, tough times will always be ahead of us. Now, without any doubt, of course. And with all the problems that surround us, which affect us all, we have to keep going. And we have to be sure about in whom we put our faith and trust in. It is important where our trust is to be placed when making vital decisions. And that goes towards anything that we do in our lives. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And when we trust in him, and I've said this many times before, he will give us the desires of the heart, as it says in Psalms 37, verses 3 and 4. We read about several individuals in the Bible who put their trust in God, like David when he went to God many times in prayer to ask for deliverance from his persecutors, 2 Samuel 22, verse 3. And also in Psalm 7, verse 1, just to name it a couple. But he had a hard life. You know, I mean, a lot of it was mistakes that he was doing, and he had to pay for that. But he always went to God and asked for help, no matter what the situation was. A lot worse than what we are going through now. And it was personally affecting him. We read about Job, who went through very serious trials and also had to trust in the Lord. And the things that were happening in his life were happening for a reason. He didn't see that right away. You know, Satan was also getting to him. Satan gets to every single one of us. But Job then had a wake-up call. Then he woke up and realized the mistake that he was doing, which is a very hard thing to admit in the very beginning anyway. But then he realized what happened. He knew he had to make a change. Because if he didn't make a change, guess what the final outcome would have been for him? We also know about Abraham, who had to trust the Lord when he was to offer his son as a sacrifice. Again, talk about absolute faith and trust that God would intervene. Didn't know how he was going to do it, but we hear about miracles. We read about a lot of miracles in the Bible, and we know how God can intervene. That's where the trust and faith comes in. Moses trusted in the Lord when he was commanded to free Israel from Egypt. One man who was going to face the leader, and everybody else, of course, put all his trust and faith in God. And even Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, had a trust in his Father to get through trials, and when he was even tempted by Satan. Remember, Christ could have sinned because he was, in fact, human. And it was through trust, it was through faith, also the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to go through what was prophesied for our benefit so we could inherit eternal life. Trust and faith, and you hear that a lot, they do go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. We can't have faith, and if we don't have trust, we must pray with good intentions, as it says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 18 and 19. Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 18 and 19. Pray for us. Are we already doing that? Are we praying for everyone? For we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. That is what we want. We want this to end soon. We want the kingdom to come. We want Christ to return. That should be a priority in our lives, to have that process, that thinking process. Again, we know the times ahead of us are going to get more difficult. And the Bible prophesies this, and we have to stay strong, and we have to trust in what God promises us. The world is blind, and they do not realize what is going on and why this is happening. If we are ever in doubt about somebody or something, just always remember who it is that we can count on at all times and where we should put our trust. Or to coin it in this way, in God we trust.